New South Wales authorities are scrambling to contact returned travellers who've quarantined at an inner Sydney hotel after three people tested positive to the same South African variant of COVID-19. It's not clear if the travellers contracted the virus while quarantining, but it is the second possible, perhaps likely, quarantine breach within days in the state. It comes as states and territory leaders prepare to sit down with the Prime Minister again for National Cabinet today. The New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, joins us now. Premier, thank you very much for your time.
That's okay, Fran. Pleased to be here.
Premier, three people, two of them members of the famed family, tested positive while staying in adjacent rooms at the Mercure Hotel in the CBD of Sydney. Contact tracers are working hard to reach others who stayed on that same floor between the dates of April 7 and April 12. Are you concerned there could be new cases of community transmission?
Oh, look, I remain concerned every day of the pandemic because we know that one outbreak or one case of community transmission can suddenly escalate. But I have confidence. Our authorities have been through this a number of times, and I have confidence they'll get to the bottom of it and make sure that we contain anything if that's required. But at this stage, it's confined, obviously, to those overseas travellers, and I remain confident that our health authorities will get on top of it.
How many people still haven't been found yet, still haven't been traced to on that floor in those dates?
Oh, look, I don't know. I'll get briefed on that this morning.
Okay.
But we go through this every day on a number of issues. And so we are also very transparent. So even though I understand the families are on the same flight, they could have transmitted on the same flight, we take every precaution. We assume it's in the hotel. We assume that others may have been caught up in it and make sure we contact everybody. So at this stage, I'll get further details this morning.
This is the second quarantine breach this month in a separate case. Investigations ongoing into how the virus jumped between adjacent hotel rooms at the Adena Apartment Hotel. Experts have been calling for a long time for authorities to take aerosol transmission of the virus more seriously. Is there any doubt that these cases involved aerosol transmission, and what are you doing in New South Wales to ramp up protection measures around that in hotels? Victoria has taken action.
We took action a long time ago. We're welcoming back 3,000 people every week.
Seems to be a problem with some of the with the aerosol transmission in some of the hotels that are being used.
Well, I can only comment on what's happening in New South Wales. And certainly in New South Wales, every precaution is taken, especially with the variant strains, some of which are understood better than others. But I'm confident we have the processes in place to keep returning home at least 3,000 Australians every single week. New South Wales has done that consistently. I think we're approaching 180,000 people we've returned back in hotel quarantine. It doesn't come close to what any other state's doing.
Yeah.
But when you're bringing back that many Australians, you have to accept the risk that brings. And even yesterday I was commenting that if a particular country has an escalation in the number of cases, that's going to be reflected in the overseas travellers. So, in the last few days we've had 8, 9 cases overnight of overseas travellers bringing the disease back into hotel quarantine. That's going to have to continue. We also know that in some nations, as I said, where there's third and fourth waves happening, that's reflected in Australians who have the disease when they come back home. Our job is to make sure we contain that in the quarantine system. In the main, I'm incredibly proud of all the workers who've been doing that for months and months and months. I doubt many of us will put up our hand and say, yes, I'm happy to work in a COVID environment. But we have cleaners and hotel workers and police, and of course, in addition to all the frontline health workers. So it's a massive complex, a massive job. And you're going to get these scares. You're going to get these outbreaks from time to time. But this is how we live with COVID.
Well, let's talk about how we live with COVID, because this week you, and in fact the Prime Minister too, I think, flagged how the vaccine could change our lives, that once we're vaccinated, we might be able to contemplate things like overseas travel and even home quarantine on our return. But if we keep seeing the COVID cases that you've just been talking about there, intern travellers and quarantine breaches, how can you make home quarantine safe? Is that a way off yet, or will New South Wales lead the way on this?
Well, I think the issue is that once the vast majority of our population is vaccinated, and experts will say you'd need at least around 75 to 80% of the population vaccinated to have that confidence that you're getting some level of herd immunity. Look, having the vaccine doesn't mean you don't get the virus or you don't pass it on, but it means in all likelihood, you don't end up in hospital, and you certainly don't pass it on to the extent you would otherwise. And that's why we need to change the way we're thinking and not measure the number of cases in the future, but change the way we measure the disease. And a good measure of success is keeping people out of hospital.
But if we're talking about that level of vaccination, we're not talking until really very late this year.
Well, that's why myself and many others, including the federal government and the state premiers, are all keen to see a safe vaccine rolled out as quickly as possible, because when you do have a large proportion of your population vaccinated, you can then look at how you live with COVID in the years ahead. And we don't know how long it's going to be around. It could be a couple of years, it could be indefinite, but a safe way of living with COVID, in my view, is pretty much making sure the vast majority of your population is vaccinated and maintains their vaccination, but also then look at the way we measure the disease. I think announcing cases every day doesn't really give the community a good picture of what's going on. It's better to say X number of people were in hospital because of the disease, as opposed to measuring the number of cases, because we know that once borders open, once people are allowed to be in home quarantine, if you do take those steps, we are going to see an escalation in cases, but that doesn't mean an escalation in people dying necessarily. It doesn't mean widespread hospitalisation, because the vaccine will protect against that.
But I mean, your frustration with the pace of the rollout has been palpable. You've said openly we need to crack on with it. Today's meeting will focus on how to bring forward vaccinations for Australians aged over 50. In principle, National Cabinet's agreed. It'll mean vaccinating people with AstraZeneca vaccine. What will make that possible? Do we have the supply to allow us to do that? Will that get signed off today? Do we have the supply and the confidence in this vaccine to really get that going? And how quickly, do you think?
Well, to the end of September, we also have substantial doses of Pfizer supply still that the states are expecting to receive. And the states in the main have been issuing the Pfizer vaccination in the job that we've been asked to do. Then clearly, if there is a less rigid process in the way forward in how we deal with the with all vaccines, including the AstraZeneca, well, then that's an opportunity for the states to do what is beyond what they've been asked to do. But in the main, we do need to support our GP network. Many people want to get the vaccine and should get the vaccine from their GP, because they might have an underlying health issue or want to ask questions. So we want to support the GP network. We want to make sure they get as many doses as they need to be able to get that out in the community. In an ordinary environment, the New South Wales government relies on the GP network during the flu season, but this is different because it's two jabs, two different vaccines, much more complex process. So for that reason, we're offering to say, in addition to the GP network, we're saying to the federal government, we're happy to support in other ways, but obviously that does depend on the number of doses we get.
Okay, so Victoria's going ahead. It's opened 3 mass vaccination sites. Are you saying you're going to wait on that till the GPs have enough supply? I mean,
no,
there's also talk about mass vaccination hubs in Bunnings car parks. Is New South Wales government going to move ahead on this quickly?
Well, we've already opened over 100 sites for vaccination. I don't think any other state's done that, and we've already...
But what about these max vaccination sites? You've got one planned for Homebush, I think.
That's right, yeah, and we'll have more to say about that today. So I've got that one site there, but 100...
Can you give us a sense of how quickly you're going to open the Homebush site?
Well, it depends on the number of doses we get and making sure that we've got the planned rollout. But the important thing is, it's not so much about opening the site or closing the site. It's about being able to scale up and down, because what we've realised, because of the way the international markets are going and because of the lack of certainty in how many doses we're going to have access to, it's important for us to be able to scale up and scale down. And so having the access to the mass vaccination hub, as well as 100 other locations, I think 85 of them are already up and running in New South Wales. So we've already got, you know, and some of these are at major hospitals, which some would argue are mass vaccination hubs, where thousands of people already have had the vaccine through them. So we've already had 3 major, actually 5 major Sydney hospitals already doing thousands of vaccinations every week,
Premier,
through those hubs.
When do you expect, I think a lot of interest in this, people over 50 and over will be able to get a vaccine? How quickly?
Oh, well, look, we're discussing that today, I understand, in National Cabinet. So that's something, you know, we'll obviously get the health advice and you know, as soon as we get the green light, I'm sure the states will move on that. But we also need to make sure that we address public concern. I've had the AstraZeneca vaccine. I'm looking forward to my second jab to be fully vaccinated. But I think it's important for us to make sure we give the public good information, good access to the vaccines, and also make sure that we have the opportunity to be flexible in the process, given the number of doses that may or may not arrive.
Premier, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you.
Gladys Berejiklian is the Premier of New South Wales.